The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. And I am your guest and your host, all in one. I am Uncle Tim. Welcome. Glad you could join me. Today, it's a beautiful day. As all days are, even when they don't look like it, there is a blessing in everything. I need y'all to understand that. It took me a while to understand that. But there's a silver line, and there's a blessing in all and everything that we do. You just have to be wise enough and conscious enough to either accept it or look for it. You can't just wallow in what you're being dealt, you know, and then have a sorrow story behind it. Sorrow stories don't help us. Nobody cares. Your mom, immediate family may care. No one else cares, man, really. Got some sympathetic people out here that do. But, you know, overall, hey, keep it to ourselves, man. And work through it, man. You know, one of my biggest things is I try not to go outside of myself for advice no more. I mean, it's some people out here that are way more knowledgeable than I am about certain things. And those people I will contact to get what I need. But just to say that certain things in my mind, certain things in my heart, certain things in my feelings, you know, and to go moping and ask somebody and, or to complain about it, you know, they ain't going to do nothing but give you some more to complain about, man, and pat you on the back and make you feel like you've been done an injustice, or, you know, to make you feel, you know, try to compensate for whatever, man, and make you feel better. Don't accept it, man, and don't even go out there for it, you know. I really try to go within myself. All the answers I need are within. All the answers you need are within. The only way we're going to find those answers is we got to cut some things out. Excessive drinking, excessive smoking, everything done in moderation. It's cool. That's the key. Moderation. That means done with a limit to it. Don't go out here and drink and drug all day, all night, and not expect to not benefit out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not gonna go far in that direction, man. And I'm not knocking nobody. To those that do, hey, I like to party too. Hey, I've drunk, I've smoked, I've done it all too, you know. I'm not knocking nobody, man. I'm just trying to give you some advice on how to get to another level in your life. You know, that's what I'm talking about, is how to get to another level in your life. That's where I'm heading in my life, is another level, man. I've been at plenty of levels. I'm trying to level up more and more, man. There's so many levels out here, man. I'm just not satisfied with where I am in life. I'm happy. I'm not content. But I am happy. That don't mean I have to settle, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy. Things going good. You know, everything. But I don't have to settle for what I have. It's not against the law. And God not going to get mad at you for not wanting more. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to get mad at me because I want more than what I already have. It doesn't work like that. You know, I'm not going to get struck down, or someone's going to, you know, have something against me wanting more. Now, some of your friends, family, and associates may not want you to achieve. Secret haters, they may be the ones that don't want you to go further. But like I say, we don't worry about that. You know, we cross that bridge when it comes to us. Outside of that, man, I'm dumb, deaf, and blind to anything that's going on outside of my goals, my true destination and my purpose, man, and where I'm trying to go in life. You know, I'm helpful and willing to help anybody. Open book to anybody that needs it. But certain things, I'm just not going to entertain. Certain things, I'm just not going to be down for, you know. I have a purpose that I'm searching after. You know, I've been through a lot in my life. I've had so many experiences, from good to bad. And I've learned from those experiences. And I'm trying to bring it to another level through those experiences, man. You know, I feel like I had the best of both worlds, man. You know, and I'm going to use that to uplift myself. You know, I no longer use my powers for the negative. I use all my powers for good now, for the positive. You know, And it works better like that, you know, out here manipulating people for the negative, it only goes so far, you know, only out here using that gift of gab for the negative, it only goes so far, it only leads in so many directions. But when I use those same gifts of gab and that same charm for the positive, man, it opens up so many more doors, man. You know, people can sense my energy when I come into a room. You know, they could feel that glow in me when I come into a room. And they do. It's the same for you guys, too. Like, let's just say that, you know. It's, everything I'm talking about for myself, it's the same for you guys that's watching and listening. The same thing. Nothing's different. I'm no different than you guys. It's just that my objective is different and my direction is different. It's the same. It's the same as some other people out there. And it's different from some other people out there, you know. But I do have a commonality with a lot of people, and I have nothing in common with a lot of people. Doesn't make me better than anybody in my mind. Doesn't make me lesser than anybody in my mind. Doesn't put me above anybody in my mind. It's just a saying that I choose to get around more like-minded people, you know, people that's trying to do, have, and become in a positive manner. I've been around the people that in a negative manner in that same sense. But right now in my life, it's all about going upward, man. Positive. Always forward and always going up, man. Nothing else to look forward to. You know, that's not aligned with what I'm trying to do. So they say the planets are aligning tonight. So I think you have Saturn and Jupiter. And they're going to align, make it look like a triangle out here. Now, my birthday was just yesterday, so happy birthday to me. Thank you. And so I feel like this is all really about my time frame, you know. My birthday was yesterday, and then today you have stars aligning. You know, that just means so much for me. I've been trying to really meditate on what it is that God put me here for, and what is my next purpose, you know, my big purpose, you know, what am I here to really convey to the world, you know. We all have a purpose here. It is not just to go to someone's job every day. It's not to eat, drink, and be merry every day. You know, that's the part of living in America that we all love. But there's a deeper spiritualness within us that we have to find, man. That makes us become the matrix, the kingdom, the one, you know, that makes you the one. When you become, and you strip down all of this material, you know, you stop forgetting about all what life is throwing at you, you know, and you just find a calmness and a peace within you. So you find calmness and peace within, and then you go from that point. And that's where I'm at in my life now. Nothing really goes on without me really assessing it in my mind. Anything that goes on around me, I'm just like a chessboard. I'm assessing it, whether I'm gonna give it some attention, whether I'm not gonna give it attention, whether I'm gonna pass, whether I'm gonna execute on the situation. But it's all a chess game and a chess move. So those that play chess, I'm sure y'all can relate. Those that can't, pick it up. Go online, man. Find out. Find some people. I'm throwing a chess tournament real soon, too. So be looking for that. You know, I think it's really needed. You know, I think it's a real good game of life. It teaches you how to really make decisions in the midst of a battle, how to make good decisions, you know, in the middle of chaos, you know, and how to make the correct decision on the fly, you know, and under pressure. So it's a good game, man. It has some other good qualities too. Just Google it, check it out, get around some people that play. And I'm looking for a venue now where I can host something. Hopefully y'all will come out, guys, girls, men, women, the children. Hopefully we can get everybody supporting each other and out here playing a game of life, man, to help us execute in these days and times, man. We don't know what we're coming up against. We're still in the blind about what's coming next, you know. But hey, like I say, Tim controls Tim. The world controls the world. you know, these presidents, these congressmen, they're going to do what they do without Tim's opinion. They're going to do what they do without even asking me. So in turn, I just have to do what I need to do for me without even asking, what's coming next. I just have to prepare myself and keep moving in the right direction, which you guys should be doing too, and I'm sure you are. It's a lot of positive people out here, a lot of positive leaders, if you're looking for them, just as well as the negatives. So like I say, it's a good and there's a bad out here. And I don't look at things as bad. It's always a learning lesson. So don't ever look at anything as bad. You know, anything we go through, it's a learning lesson. Don't look at the bad part. Just look at what you learned out of it. You know, I think we've been programmed to think of bad. Just think of a lesson. You know, take the bad out of it. Because when you put the bad to it, now your feelings attached to that and you're feeling down. If you look at things as a lesson, then you'll learn how to take the feeling out of it, man. Don't beat yourself up over things that don't really, I want to say don't matter. And when I say don't matter, in the large scheme of things, it don't matter. You know, people out here so depressed over things that they have no control over, man. But they're depressed because they think that they somehow are not doing what they should be doing in life, when they don't realize that life is designed to keep us 4 or 3 steps behind, man. If you're not in the right situation, if you're not using your brain and your mind to elevate yourself, you're going to be stuck 3, 4, and 5 to 12 paces behind in life, man. I've been one of those people, and I am one of those people now. And I've gained some ground. I'm gaining more ground. You know, it's a marathon, and I'm gaining that ground, and I'm not going to stop until I get to where I need to be. And where is that? Nobody knows. Only God knows where I'm going to be in life. I can tell you right now, man, whether I'm going to be on a yacht in 5 years or in a Porsche in 5 years. I say I want both. I want a Porsche and a yacht. Why shouldn't I? You know what I'm saying? I've been through it all. My mind's cultivated. I've been through my worst. So now I want my best. And you guys should want your best too. And with that being said, man, how are we going to get to our best? By looking within, finding self-awareness, finding the true confidence of yourself. Quit looking at yourself as down on yourself. Let's say that. Quit looking down on yourself. Quit looking down on the life part of self. Quit looking at what you could have been. And let's worry about what we can be. It's never too late to start, man. I've heard stories of women 50 years old and men going back to college, 60 years old, going back to college, getting degrees. Hey, it's never too late to start. It's never too late. No matter what you got on your mind or on your heart, it's never too late to start something. Just start, man. Get off the couch. You know, get from around people that just want to sit around all day, man. You know, that's not going to help anything. Not knocking those people, man. Everybody got to go through what they need to go through to get through life. Good for you, man. But that ain't what I want to do. I'm trying to get to this money. I'm trying to live life at a better clip. I'm trying to experience life at a higher clip, you know. And it's a life of abundance out here, man. I no longer think about lack. I only want more, you know. I don't think about not having. I only think about having more and accomplishing more. The more and more I can get people to understand that and realize that's the true meaning of overcoming, then I think we'll have a lot better following towards the positive. Let's get out of the negative. The negative has nothing for us, man. When it's time to be negative, that time comes up, you know. It's always a good time to get crunk with someone, as my uncle would say. You know what I mean? Like, hey, some people just not gonna let you get through life as peacefully as you would want to go through life. You know, some people are out here to disrupt, to pull you aside, to distract you. One of my phrases is, people come into your life for 4 reasons: to add, subtract, divide, or multiply. What you gonna let them do in your life? Either they're gonna add to you, either they're gonna subtract from you, or they're gonna multiply, or they're gonna divide from your life. It's your choice to allow what you allow people to do to you. we ain't no longer looking at this as, oh, they did this. No one doing nothing that you're not allowing them to do. Either you're allowing them to do it because you want a friendship so bad, or you want a relationship so bad. It's something that you're allowing because of something that you want from it. So you're allowing this person to treat you like this if it's not being treated fairly and respectfully. So let's go for people that treat us with respect, the people that treat us kindly, the people that motivate us, people that give us a real, real, real honest opinion about us. I don't care about people's opinion. I say that a lot. But then there are people that are genuine, that really have something to say and offer in your life that could help you in a better direction, that can help you get some better focus on what you should be doing. Because no one knows exactly what you should be doing. Only you know. And why you're not doing it, only you know. And you know. I can lie to myself. I can't lie to myself. I can lie to anybody in the audience. I can lie to anybody about whatever. But when I go home, self is saying, you know you ain't right, man. You know, I'm going to have to deal with that consciousness. It's going to tell me, man, you know. And that's why people toss and turn that night, because that unequalness, that consciousness kicking them in the butt. Like, man, you're not going as hard as you should be. You know, you're not giving the best effort, you know. So let's not be lazy in our lives, man. That's what I'm trying to get across. I always identify with myself as being lazy. And that's funny to say. But that's what I always used to be like. And I know I'm lazy. And that's not true. I'm not lazy. I'm not lazy at all. You're not lazy either. You're not nothing that you got labeled growing up. So let's just be clear that those labels that we attach to us growing up, they hold no weight in our lives right now. They only hold as much weight as you allow it to have. So let's unhook it and drop it. You know, I've been called plenty of things. I don't let it attach to me, you know. Like I say, it's only words and it's only an opinion. Once I became an adult that was self-aware about who I am and what I'm able to do, I shedded a lot of those opinions that was thrown on me growing up as a youth. And ever since I've shedded those opinions and shedded those negative thoughts in my mind about myself, man, I've been doing nothing but lifting, uplifting, you know, going higher and higher, man. So let's stay focused on uplifting ourselves. Nobody's going to do it for us. That's my biggest message, is I'm here to help you uplift yourself, and y'all help me uplift myself. You know, your presence gives me a stage to stand on. You know, the more and more y'all listen, the more and more y'all take this advice, the more and more you help yourselves, the more and more you're helping me. You know, because the words I give y'all, I dang sure take myself, and I go home and I do the process. I do my own research. You know, I tinker my mind with other things besides basketball. I used to watch basketball all day. Wouldn't care too much about who won the game last night. It's not important as an adult. You know, things that are important as an adult are getting housing, getting my credit right, up to par, not just having a credit, but getting it up to where it should be and doing the things that it takes to get it up there, being diligent, you know, not overspending. You know, there's a lot of things that come with these new responsibilities, you know, so we got to treat them accordingly, you know. Credit is nothing to play with. Once you start that process of building it and rebuilding it, be true. Stay to that, because it's going to help you in the long run. Don't just get it and then want to mess it back up because somebody didn't get you a credit card with a nice maximum limit on it, and now you want to go swipe the whole card. You're doing yourself a disservice, really. So don't do that. Use the card for what it's worth and help yourself build better credit, man. And in due time, you're going to have everything you need. You ain't going to need no flex money. You know, you'll be happier. You'll have somewhere to stay. You'll be going at life as good as life would let you. You know what I'm saying? You'll be going as as best as life can let you, you know, and it really starts with what you're letting yourself do. You know, a lot of people have success, but they still not happy or successful in their mind. You get what I'm saying? So you can win, but your mind not letting you enjoy the win. That's why we have to find that self joy, that self happiness, you know, that self awareness. You know, we want to be we want to have our mental health as well as our physical health the same. You know, you can't have a strong body and a weak mind. Some people rocking around like that. I've been one of those people, strong body, weak mind. Now I have a strong body and a strong mind, and I'm better off for it. So let's make sure we connect the two, man. Shouldn't be one without the other. You have a strong mind, you got a strong body. You got a strong mind, strong body, strong mind, strong heart. So let's keep ourselves up from 20 to 40, from 20 to 10. Let's not sit around and snack all night. Let's not sit around and eat these processed foods. I'm gonna get off that subject. I ain't gonna stay on there too long because I know y'all feel about y'all food. But some of this stuff ain't out here. Some of this stuff out here is not at its best for us to be consuming. Just because it's on a shelf, just because they put it in the stores, doesn't mean that it's 100% grade DA or grade A beef, no matter what's on the package. I'm not gonna stay on that subject too long because I know people love to eat their beef and pork. I loved it at 1.2, but some of that stuff that we eat is a lot of reasons we feel the way we feel. You know, switch up your diet. I'm gonna just leave it at that. Switch up your diet a little bit. Don't eat so much meat. You know, once a week, man, try to cut back on the meat consumption. Just try to cut back on your meat consumption and eat more vegetables and more fruits. And then from there, assess your stomach, you know? Assess yourself and say, how do I feel? I haven't ate no meat in a whole week. How do I feel when I eat other things? Because when I eat meat, or when I was, I would feel so tired after the meal. I would go down and lay down and take a nap. And that ain't what food's not supposed to do that to us. Food is to give us energy. So why is what I'm eating having me going to take a nap? I had to search that in my life, and I had to figure out what am I going to do and what can I do? So, and I found it. It was quit eating so much. Quit eating so much and eat differently. And hey, I'm better off, and the audience that follow those same rules, they know that too. So get around people that's eating different, thinking different, and being different. And with that, man, Uncle Tim will leave you all until the next episode. I'm gonna try to have a host doing a Zoom or podcast. Zoom or what's the other one? Skype. I don't even know if they do Skype anymore. So it may be just Zoom. But I'll see you guys next week. And it was great talking to you. Have a blessed and beautiful Christmas and holiday and New Year. See you later.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.